So is the Holy Spirit welcome here?
Amen.
Amen. If you are visiting with us, by the way, again, happy Mother's Day. Talk more about that in just a second. If you are visiting with us this morning, you'll see a blue card in the seat in front of you. We would love for you to fill that out and let us know that you were here. I promise we won't bug you or anything like that, but we would love to know that you're here. There's a spot on there that you can check if you'd like to be added to our email list. And we do a lot of our communications through email, so would love for you to do that. Glad that you're here. Hope you feel the love of Christ in this place. All right, Mother's Day. Well, it said earlier we're making a donation to the food pantry in your honor. You know, I've looked up some different quotes from famous people, what they had to say about their mother. Did you know that people who have been significant in our nation, many of them had pretty special and significant moms in their lives? I want to read you three quotes here. This first one is, "No man is poor who has a godly mother." Anybody know who said that? Man, you guys are on it today, aren't you? That was Abraham Lincoln. "No man is poor who has a godly mother." Abraham Lincoln. Second quote, "My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her." George Washington. Finally, this last quote, if evolution really worked, how come mothers only have two hands? Milton Berle. So you young folks don't know who Milton Berle is. That's all right. That's all right. Ask somebody old like Billy or somebody, you know. I looked up this is one now. Now this I did not write this, but many of these things would actually be true in my own life. Things my mother taught me. My mother taught me logic. Her quote would be, "If you fall off of there and break your neck, then you can't go to the store with me." My mother taught me reason. "If everyone else jumped off a cliff, would you do it too?" How many of you have heard that one? My mother taught me medicine. "If you don't stop crossing your eyes like that, they're going to freeze that way." My mother taught me sports medicine. "When that lawnmower cuts off your toes, don't come running to me." Mothers are so wise, aren't they? My mother taught me genetics. "You're just like your father." My mother taught me my roots. "Were you born in a barn?" By the way, Jesus was born in a barn, so we're in good company if we were. I wish I'd have thought of that when I was a kid, man. That would have been an awesome comeback. Yeah, I was, and so was Jesus. What do you think, Mom? Would that have worked? My mother taught me about receiving. "You're going to get it when you get home." I know some of you men especially got that when you were kids. My mother taught me about anticipation. "Just wait till your father gets home." And probably this is one of my favorite. And finally, my mother taught me about justice. "One day you will have kids and I hope they turn out just like you." Moms, gotta love them, man. Wise moms. Okay, we're gonna read Proverbs 31 today. Now, this passage is kind of subtitled in the scriptures. They've kind of subtitled it "A Wife of Noble Character." A wife of noble character. But as we read through this, I want you to kind of think of that: a wife of noble character, but also a mom of noble character, but also even deeper than that, a person of noble character. So we're going to pick it up in Proverbs 31, verse 10. Proverbs 31, verse 10. "A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. Now, I know all you wives have servant girls. Verse 20. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. Verse 23. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. What does that mean? Laugh at the days to come. That's called faith. A woman of faith. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. We pray that you would come and you would speak in power and authority, transform our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm continuing the sermon series this week, Living a Resurrected Life. Living a Resurrected Life. And this week's message is entitled, A Life of Noble Character. You know, this series, as if you've been here through any of this series, the whole premise of this series is we had Easter a few weeks ago when I started this series, and the whole premise of the series is if Jesus really was dead and buried, and then on Easter morning the tomb was empty, if he was really resurrected, I mean, if that really happened, and we have the power of the Holy Spirit that resurrected him from the dead, living inside of us, then something should be different in us. We should be, Scripture calls us a peculiar people. Now, I look around the room, and a few of you men are really peculiar, okay? That was a joke, okay? It was a joke. But we're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be different. When someone's walking down the street and they see you and they see how you behave and how you conduct your life, we are supposed to be different. So as we go in, I've got 4 points I want us to look at today about this scripture. The scripture is written about a wife, but I think that it's broader than that. These characteristics of this wife that's described in Proverbs 31 is something that all of us should strive for, not just a mom, not just a wife, but all of us. And also understand, and Billy made reference to this earlier in his prayer, that, we all have different experiences with moms. Some of our moms have gone, as Carlene mentioned earlier, her mom has gone to be with Jesus. And some of our experiences with our mom were very, very positive, and we were blessed. And others of us, maybe not so much. Mom struggled. Maybe we don't even really know who mom was. Maybe we're adopted. There's all sorts of circumstances that we come at this from. But I want you to know that that no matter what that experience, no matter what you are dealing with today, whether it's joy or maybe there's some grief in there today, that we can be and we are called to be a people of noble character. So I want us to just kind of look a little bit deeper at this scripture. The first thing, a person of noble character is rare and precious. A person of noble character is rare and precious. Now, this passage says a wife of noble character, who can find? So she is worth far more than rubies. In other words, it's rare and precious when you have someone that really meets this criteria that's laid out in Proverbs 31. When there's someone like that, that is rare and precious. I looked at the two words that make up my sermon title today, noble and character. I want to kind of piece that together for just a second. Noble, if you kind of look up the definition of that, is to be exalted, to have exalted moral character or excellence, to be noble, exalted moral character or excellence. And character means to have attributes that distinguish, or means that it is the attributes that distinguish an individual. So, to have excellent moral character, and that's what sets you apart, is to have noble character. Someone looks at you. Have you ever seen someone and you just know that person's a Christian? You ever seen anybody like that? Or perhaps sometimes we might see somebody and go, I don't think they know Jesus. I know y'all probably get tired of me talking about the Cowboys, but and sometimes I do too. But they picked up a player this week. That it's a long story, but really this neat young man, he had all kinds of tragedy happen to him right before he was to be drafted. He was supposed to make millions of dollars and had all kinds of things going on in his life where that didn't happen. And this young man had the opportunity to be extremely bitter. I mean, this. Things beyond his control cost him about $8 million, okay? This guy's 21 years old. Can you imagine 21 years old and somebody goes, $8 million just went out the window for you, and you didn't have any reason for that to happen to you? This guy had all kinds of reasons to be bitter, and I was watching the press conference when he was announced as a pickup for the Cowboys, and this young man just was impressive. He was just impressive. He was just like, hey, I may have lost some of that money, but he said, they're paying me to play. And he said, I'm making more than I did in college. And which probably isn't always the case nowadays. But anyway, he went on to, I mean, this guy was bringing the gospel big time. I mean, it wasn't like, well, God's really, you know, generic kind of stuff, like God's really blessed me. And it was like, Jesus hung on a cross for me. How is this suffering for me to lose a little bit of money? You know, he said Jesus hung on the cross. I mean, this is like the national press is just covering this guy, and he's giving Jesus praise and glory. I mean, that's rare and that's precious to see a young man like that, a person of noble character. And if our world ever needed people of noble character, it's today. Sometimes I debate because I watch the news. I read the paper and I watch the news. Anybody ever sometimes just go, man, I don't know how much more of this I can take. I want to be informed. I want to be informed and be an informed voter. And I think God has called that, placed that on all of our lives as Christians, is to be responsible and be informed. But sometimes I'm just like, isn't there anybody of noble character in our world? I mean, you just see this politician did this and this person did that, and you just the breakdown of the family and on and on and on. And it's like, if we ever needed people of noble character, church, it's today. Our world is in chaos. We need people of noble character. Now, Jesus said it this way. Now, he was speaking of entering the kingdom of God, but listen to this with the idea of a person of noble character being rare and precious. Here's what Jesus said. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only few find it. Rare and precious, noble character. So how are we doing, church? How are we doing with that noble character thing? It's just I want you to begin to reflect on that. You know, because really, I'm not asking us to reflect on how the world's doing, because it's a mess. I think God would have us look at ourselves. How are we doing with that noble character thing? Secondly, a person of noble character serves. Just about 2 weeks ago, I preached a whole sermon series, a whole sermon on a life of servanthood. If we want to be live a life, a resurrected life, we are servants because Christ is a servant. He proved it so many different ways. Listen to this, the different ways that this is brought up in this passage, Proverbs 31. We work with eager hands. We get up while it's still dark and provides food for her family. opens our arms to the poor, extends our hands to the needy, watches over the affairs of our household. Do not eat the bread of idleness. There's this active servanthood going on in a person of noble character. You want to be a person of noble character? Jesus said, you serve, not be served. So many times, and I'm just getting real with you this morning, so many times, and I'm not just talking about Wiley Methodist Church, I think in general, the church and Christians, we are consumers. Hello. Are we consumers? Are we servants? Consumers talk about things like, well, I don't like that Sunday school class. I didn't like that sermon today. I don't like that person's, you know, nobody called me when I missed for 4 weeks and not one person called me. I know I'm getting personal, but I'm just telling you that that's a consumer mentality. Because I would say to that person that, and I've heard it over the years, you know, I was out for 2 months and not one person called me. And on occasion I've said, tried to be as loving as possible, say, how many people have you called to check on? Are we consumers? Are we servants? A person of noble character serves. Jesus serves. We're looking for how we can bless others. We're not looking to see if people are blessing us. That's a challenge because it comes easy to be a consumer. That's very natural for us, including your pastor. It's very natural to be a consumer. It takes deliberate intentionality to be a servant. Third thing, a person of noble character conducts themselves with integrity. Conducts themselves with integrity. This passage in Proverbs 31, verse 36 says, she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. It's like when she says yes, she means yes. When she says no, she means no. Did you know that no is an acceptable answer? If somebody asks something of you, some of us, if you're a, and I hate to put myself in this category, but I probably will. If you're a people pleaser, any other people pleasers, everybody say hallelujah if you're a people pleaser. Hallelujah. All right. We like to say yes, people pleasers, don't we? Sometimes we need to say no. And if you've been here very long, you heard me tell the story. What's the one thing I hate to preach on, Dallas?
Money.
All right. I hate it. I'm horrible at it. I don't like it. I don't like asking for money. And several years ago in another church before I was a pastor, they came, and whatever the nominations committee came and asked me to do, I was like, okay, you know. And they came and they said, will you be our stewardship chairman? And what did I say? No. I said yes. I'm pretty sure if you look up in the dictionary where it says world's worst stewardship chairman, my picture's right there. I stunk at it because I hate it. I hate doing that. And I said yes because I thought, well, I want to be a loyal Christian. I want to be a servant. And so I'm going to say yes, this. No, sometimes integrity means saying, I want to serve, but that's not my job. I mean, that's not something I'm good at. Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Be people of integrity. And I want to tell you, we, Cheryl and I just finished Friday. We did a little remodel. We knocked out a couple of little walls and replaced some flooring and stuff. And man, when you start, if you're in construction, please, God bless you. God bless you. But man, when you start dealing with, how many of you dealt with contractors? How many of you had kind of questionable experiences? I mean, golly, man, people, they'll lie to you and they'll cheat. I mean, not all of them, but sometimes you just run across folks that just like, if they can get away, I mean, the object is not, if is it right, the object is, can I get away with it? A person of noble character conducts themselves with integrity, not just when people are looking, but when people aren't looking. They don't fudge the books just a little bit there if they can get away with it, if it benefits them. It's a person of integrity. they conduct themselves with integrity. And once again, our world is sorely missing that. We need that so much, people of integrity. And as Christians, people should see us, and we should be people of integrity. When we say it, we do it. Fourth thing, a person of noble character brings honor to themselves, their family, and to God. A person of noble character. You know, I wasn't going here, but I will. I mean, you know, it's his Mother's Day, and I promised Mom I would have given you a warning. I wasn't planning on going there, but, you know, I was shown by a mom and a dad to be a person of integrity. Now, I have failed too many times in my life to live up to that. But I just know, like my dad, he just, if he said it, he was going to do it. And I never had those kinds of questions about Mom and Dad. They were people of integrity, and they brought honor. One of the things that I'm really blessed by is a good name. You ever think about that? Sandra, I think I said that at Bob's funeral. Donna, I think I said one of the blessings Bob bestowed upon your family is a good name. You know, the Martins can be proud. Bob gave them a good name. He provided that for them. It brings honor. When we are a noble person, it brings honor to ourselves, our family, and to God. And when as we walk in that integrity and we walk in that noble character, God receives praise and he receives glory. Listen to this passage. She brings him good, not harm. Speaking of her husband. Her husband is respected at the city gate. Because of the noble character of the wife, the husband is respected at the city gate. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord. And that's the key right there. To fear the Lord, it creates in us this person of noble character. And when that phrase, fear the Lord, it's a pretty big statement to really unravel and unpack. But to fear the Lord is not that we just cower in the corner and we just shake at the thought of the Lord. Yes, there is a piece of that we know that God is God. And you know, if I would think the God who separated the water from the earth and flung the stars in the sky and breathed life into people, I would think that is someone we should be in awe of. But also to fear the Lord is to know that even though he's this vast creator God, he's also this intimate Savior God that loves us. And so that just should make us loving that much more. It's like the scripture tells, the psalmist says, who is man that you're mindful of us? I mean, why do you even give us a thought? You should just flick us with your finger, God. But instead, God became flesh and he hung on a cross for us. And so that's the true fear of the Lord, knowing the vastness of God and yet the intimacy of how he feels about us. So how are we doing, church? Are we a people of noble character? When people see us, do they go, that guy knows Jesus? Because most people would have responded really pretty badly at those circumstances, but man, look at how she responded. Look at how she walked through that. Are we a person of noble character? Noble character comes from knowing how much God loves you, how treasured and precious you are in his sight. Things changed in my own life when I got that. And you've heard this before, but for 30 years I thought being a Christian was about being good. And I had no idea that it wasn't about my goodness, it was about his goodness. was how he loves me, how he died for me. When we get that, suddenly we want to be a person of noble character. I tell people whenever I do marital counseling, talking with a couple, you know, I tell people that because of how my wife feels about me, it makes me want to be a better man. You know, one of the core needs of a man, a husband, is to be honored and respected. And it doesn't say honor your husband if he deserves it. It just, because, okay, why are y'all, that is rude to laugh at that. I'm just kidding. Because we usually don't. But Cheryl honors me and respects me and tells me and shows me how, and I know this is really a stretch, Alice, I know this is really a stretch for you, but she thinks I'm pretty stinking awesome, man. Go figure. Yeah, I'm going to keep her, man. But that makes me want to live up to that. And because God feels that way about me, it makes me want to live up to that. It makes me want to be a man of noble character. Because I know that that's what he sees in me, because he sees me through the eyes of Jesus. So just, if you would, just bow your heads with me. This morning, first, before we start figuring out how to try to be a person of noble character, Holy Spirit, would you just convey to the hearts of everyone in this room how precious and rare they are? Jesus, you love us, and you proved your love for us by taking some nails for us. They were our nails, not your nails. It was our death, not your death. It was our cross, not your cross. But you took it all for our sake. If there's anyone that doesn't know that this morning, Lord, just convey that to their spirit. And then, Lord, if once we know that we're rare and precious, help us to be a person of noble character. Help the world to see what you already see in us. May we live it out. May we walk it out. And Father, it's easy to be chipper and upbeat when things are going well, but when trials come, let us be a people of noble character. In Jesus' name, amen. If our praise team will come up as we close this morning, again, I just want to thank you, mothers, for all you do. If your mom's not on this earth or she's out of town, find some other mom and give her a hug. You might want to ask permission first and make sure it's not walking down the street. Hug a mom today. If Jesus is not your Lord and Savior and you want to stay around, I will stay around after church today. You're welcome to come. The altar rail's open. You're welcome to come and talk to me about anything you'd like to talk to me about. Let's stand as we close.
The Lord forever. I will trust Him at all times. He has delivered me. Yeah. my strength, my portion, deliverer, my shelter, strong tower, my very present help in time of need. Who have I in heaven? There's none I desire beside.
Character, who can find? You are worth far more than rubies. Go and live a life of noble character. Go and tell someone.
You are my shield, my strength, my portion. My portion, deliverer, my shelter.